I'm only human. I'm just a man. Lord, help me to be all I can be and all that I am. Please show me the stairway that I must climb. So Lord, for my sake, please help me to take one day at a time, one day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Now, Jesus, you remember when you walk among men. Now, Father, you know, 'cause you're looking here below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and they're shoving, all caught up in a bind. So Lord, for my sake, please help me to take one day at a time, one day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day, just one day, Lord, one day, one day at a time. One day at a time. Sweet Jesus. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow is not promised. One day. One day at a time. Amen.
Father, I thank you. I praise you for this great opportunity that I am blessed with. Looking to you, leaning and depending on you. Use me as you have so willed it to. I pray that ears will be open, hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our message this morning is coming from Genesis, the second chapter and the 17th verse. Genesis, the third chapter and the fourth verse. Genesis, the second chapter and the 17th verse says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Genesis, the third chapter, and the fourth verse. "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." There is two ways in this life. Two ways. The right way and the wrong way. To be led by the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, or to be led by the evil spirit, the spirit of Satan. This morning I would like for you to come, let us return to the crime scene. Come, let us return to the crime scene. All of our issues began in the garden. Let us take a deep look on the inside this morning. It's time for the church to wake up. We, the church, we are the light of the world, salt of the earth. When there's a crime has been, whenever there's a crime been committed, you have the police or the detectives will go back to the crime scene to pick up evidence of what happened, what was behind. This crime. Who was behind this crime? It's so sad today that so many people don't understand why they do what they do and who is behind them doing what they do. We came here guilty. every last one of us came here guilty. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Adam was commanded not to eat Eve was told not to eat from the forbidden tree. It was a commandment from God. But anytime we fall and listen to the devil, there's a price to pay. The day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. Here we find here in the second chapter of Genesis, in the 17th verse, God was talking to Adam. And we find here in the third chapter of Genesis, the 4th verse, Eve was talking to the devil. So many and so much that is going on today in this world, that so many Christians, believers, are following. We are in this world, but we as believers, we are not of this world. And we get caught up. We get caught up in a lot of mess that we have no business getting caught up in. I'm not one of the preachers to beg and to keep begging and to keep begging people to hear us to say amen. And why is that? It's because the Bible said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Going back to the crime scene, and the crime scene is in the garden. That's where it all took place, in the garden. To share a little something with you, why we came here as sinners, separated from God, is that Adam and Eve was placed out of the garden. And we all are descendants from Adam and Eve. So we came into this world sinners. so caught up into the work of the enemy, it's because if you don't know the truth, how would you know a lie? And where we find the truth is right here. But whatever it is that we might go through, whatever it is that we are caught up in, the way out, you'll find it right here. But let us look this morning while we do what we do. In the book of Job, the first chapter, in the sixth verse, the Bible teaches us, the words of God tells us, that when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan came also, the devil came also. And God asks the devil, where are you going? He was bold. He said, to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. Seeking whom he may devour. Make it even more clear. The devil is here to mess us up. He is here to mess us up. He's not everywhere. God is everywhere. And God has the power over everything. Did you not know the devil cannot even get a lie out unless we allow him to use our mouth? Blaming other people started in the garden. Evidence is found at the crime scene. That's all we have to do. If you are wondering what is going on today, why people are doing what they are doing, is this go back to Genesis. That's all we have to do, just spend some time in Genesis. Spend some time at the crime scene. We, as believers, we don't have to worry because there is hope. Because the sin debt has been paid in full. first piece of evidence in Genesis the seventh chapter. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons, trying to cover up their mistake, trying to cover up their wrongdoing. We can't hide our sins from God. He's all knowing. And so much so, he knows our thought even before we think it. According to the 139th Psalm, first and second verse, makes that plain and clear. He knows our thought before we think it. And then what we find here is that when we try covering it up, try to cover it up is because of fear. Fear puts you on the run. Amen. We can't hide from God. Because he is everywhere. If we think darkness can cover us and hide us from God, the Word of God tells us that he sees the dark as day. When I was given this message a few months ago, I was almost afraid to give it. Weakness on my behalf. Knowing that this is a message that so many people don't want to hear. Because there is so much that is going on in the world today. But we must understand why so much is going on in the world today is because we haven't spent enough time at the crime scene. To see why we are doing what we do, why we are saying the things that we are saying, why we are acting the way that we are acting. I'm talking about the church. I'm not talking about the world. This is one thing that God made clear to me. This is about the church. The church have no business, we as believers have no business running scared, being afraid. For it's clear that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are not perfect, but when we make a mistake, he tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The question was asked to Adam. What happened? You disobeyed my word? Adam could have said, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Adam didn't do that. What did Adam do? Point the finger. The woman that thou givest to be with me, she gave me name. That's where the finger pointing got started in the garden. That's that old nature that we have. Blaming other people. It's that old nature. It's that old nature that have us to run, duck, and hide. It's that old nature to have us to think or to believe that we can fool God. Let us return to the crime scene. Let us pick up on the evidence. Every last one of us, every last one of us are guilty. Not one of us have the right to point a finger at another. Not one. Not one. Well, I've been saved now for 50 years. You still don't have the right to point a finger at another. According to Ephesians, the second chapter in the 8th verse says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. We have nothing to boast about. Please, my sisters and my brothers, please, I want you, and I'm asking you, this week, spend some time in Genesis, and that's second chapter in the 17th verse. And in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, in the 4th verse. There is so much there for us to deal with, to be blessed by what we are going through today in this world. So much is there. I have a made up mind. I have a made up mind to do God's will. As the Spirit led me in this message, as studying for this lesson, I truly has been blessed. Because going back to the crime scene myself, there was so much there that was shown to me about myself. The debt has been paid in full. Why you say, how you can you say the debt has been paid in full? Because I believe the story that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was on trial for me. He did not commit a crime. But I did. You did. And as they marched him that Thursday night from judgment hall to judgment hall, spitting on him, slapping him, ridiculing him, falsely accusing him. That Friday morning, they marched him out to the hill called Calvary, nailed his hands to the cross, pierced him in the side. He died. Jesus Christ died for us. He paid our sin debt in full. And I praise God for Jesus. I praise God for the Holy Spirit. Because I have found evidence at the crime scene that convicted me of some of my wrongdoing. That's why I stand here today to tell you I will not blame anyone for my shortcoming. I'm man enough in the Lord to stand up. I'm man enough to say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm man enough to say, I love you. My brother, we was talking this morning. How long have we been knowing one another, Brother Denmark? 54 years. Brother Denmark then got to start knowing me. As a man that was standing up preaching the gospel. But Brother Denmark knew me at a very bad time in my life. But I can say it with an open heart. I love that man. He is my friend, indoors and out there. I just want you to please spend some time here this week. I'm going to read some scriptures and I'm going to have a prayer. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 7. If you have a pen, I would like for you to write it down. Genesis, verse 8. The 3rd chapter, verse 8. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 10. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 11. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. Just don't read them, please. I want you to read and meditate. Say, Lord, I need you to speak to me concerning these verses. I have no doubt as I stand here this Sunday morning, if you would read those verses, pray, ask God to give you the spiritual understanding. I guarantee you will have something to tell somebody. Because God will deal with you. If you are here today, and in need of prayer, if you would come and to the altar, or you could stand in your seat. I don't know which way that you feel comfortable, but you know what you have been going through. You know what you are going through right now. you know the heaviness of your heart. You know the mix-up and the confusion of your mind. But I'm here to tell you today, God is able. God is able, whatever that mix-up may be, God is able to fix it up. Wherever there is unforgiveness, God is a forgiving God. Would you just come this morning? Don't let pride get in the way. Whatever it may be, you can bring it right here to the altar and leave it. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing me what you have shown me. Thank you, Father. And lift every man, every woman, every boy, every girl up to you. And Father God, I'm just taking you at your word. You say it in your word. If I would call on you, you will answer. You will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. We all need you, Father. We have secret, but we don't have a secret from you. Because you are the all-seeing God, you are the all-hearing God, you are the all-powerful God. And I stand here this morning, Heavenly Father, asking you, Father God, to help us. To help us to just turn loose and let go. Turn loose and let go and let you have your way in our lives. Strengthen us, Heavenly Father, this day where we are weakened. Build us up where we are torn down in the things of you. Create in us, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. You know our need, and you say it in your word that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So have your way. I thank you, and I praise you for this opportunity. I thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, who was buried, but resurrected on the third day morning. Thank you. Thank you for the hope. He is coming back for the church. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, I ask it all. Amen. Amen. And amen.